Hello and welcome to our programme. My name is Angus McVicar and I will be reading the double issue of Time magazine here on Sight into Sound Radio. This week's special issue has the 100 best inventions of 2021. Every year, Time highlights inventions that are making the world better, smarter, and even a bit more fun. To assemble our 2021 list, we solicited nominations from Time's editors and correspondents around the world, as well as through an online application process. We then evaluated each contender on a number of key factors, including originality, creativity, efficacy, ambition, and impact. The result is a list that includes an innovative, eco-friendly dye for jeans, a truly novel pasta shape, groundbreaking vaccines for COVID-19 and malaria, and much more. In beauty, skincare on demand, Opulous Beauty Labs treatment system. Dr. Rob Akridge, who invented the Clarisonic face cleansing brush 17 years ago, found inspiration for his latest beauty creation in a chocolate shop in Paris. Most of the chocolates were individual morsels, he says, and each created an experience that could only be achieved at the time you bit into them. Why couldn't skincare be the same, he wondered. Now it is. Think of the Opulous Beauty Labs treatment system, $395, as an espresso machine for skincare, minus plastic waste. Customers place a small paper pod, which includes two formulations, into the water bottle-sized device, which heats up to mix the formula and deliver a single-use dose of skincare product to be applied immediately when it is warm and more easily absorbed by the skin. Opulous currently offers a retinol treatment, and with a recent $8 million infusion of cash from investors, more treatments are on the way. In education, teaching kids to code. At its most basic level, coding is a matter of problem-solving and pattern recognition. Sphero Indy teaches both, no screen required. Instead, kids as young as 4 years old use different coloured silicone tiles to move a robotic car from point A to point B. Green tiles increasing its speed, pink tiles telling it to turn 90 degrees left, purple tiles telling it to spin and dance, and so on. We really wanted to take these abstract concepts and bring them into the physical world, says Jeff Weinkrot, one of the principal engineers who worked in the product. A student kit priced at $125 includes the car and 20 coloured tiles to help kids make programming-based puzzles. In design, comfy kicks for healthcare workers. Clove sneakers. The average healthcare worker spends more than 5 hours of their workday standing. The Clove sneaker, $129, created specifically for those who tend to patients, provides some much-needed foot therapy for doctors, nurses, and more. Thick EVA, ethylene vinyl acetate, foam midsoles offer an extra layer of comfort and stability. The shoes are wrapped in Japanese Clarino artificial leather, making them easy to clean and fluid resistant, so they're less susceptible to damage from exposure to hospital chemicals or bodily fluids that may deteriorate lesser sneakers. Thanks to high rebound, supportive and machine washable insoles, the sneakers fight odors and prevent bacteria buildup too. In entertainment, digital drums, authentic sound. Roland VAD 706 V Drums Acoustic Design Electronic Drum Kit. What if notoriously noisy drum kits could be rendered neighbor-friendly without compromising sound quality? Electronic musical instrument manufacturer Roland finally achieves its long-held goal with its latest offering, the VAD 706 V Drums. By encasing ultra-sensitive digital drum pads in full-size wooden and metal shells, Roland has created the first electronic kit with the look, tone, feel and response of an acoustic set, even if you're playing with headphones on. Released last summer, it's a premium product with a premium price tag of $8,000, but already has some high-profile converts, including Journey and Duran Duran. In medical care, a public health breakthrough, the Mosquirix malaria vaccine. Malaria has long been a global scourge, killing some 500,000 people a year, more than half of them children under five. But that may be about to change, thanks to the introduction of a malaria vaccine, the first vaccine ever against a parasitic infection. The shot has been in the works since 1987 at a cost of more than $750 million, mostly funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and GlaxoSmithKline. Dubbed Mosquirix, it was recommended for approval by the World Health Organization in October after a field trial involving 800,000 children in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. The four-dosed regimen was found to cut the risk of infection by 40% and the risk of severe infection by 30%. In consumer electronics, frames for digital art. Infinite Objects NFT video print. Sales of non-fungible tokens, NFTs, which allow people to buy and sell the rights to unique pieces of digital art, topped $10 billion in the third quarter of 2021. And Infinite Objects lets you hang them on your real-life wall. Joe Saverda, a Parsons School of Design grad, had the idea of embedding short video loops in Lucite-encased LCD screens when he launched Infinite Objects in 2018, before NFTs went mainstream. The tech enabled artists to sell limited editions of digital works. Users can also upload their own video clips to print as moving wall art. It brings back video collecting, which we haven't really done since DVDs and VHS, Saverda says. In wellness, a refined rinse. The Quip mouthwash. Using mouthwash may not be as important as brushing and flossing, but a daily rinse can kill bacteria in your mouth, strengthen your teeth, and help prevent gum disease. Still, about 40% of Americans didn't use mouthwash in 2020, perhaps because of the burden associated with it, though the look of the bulky plastic bottle in their bathroom sink probably didn't help either. Quip, best known for its stylish electric toothbrushes, has launched a similarly sleek, refillable dispenser. It lives front and centre in the bathroom to remind you to rinse every day, says Simon Enever, the company's co-founder and CEO. Filled with mouthwash, formulated to avoid that nasty burning sensation. But the company isn't just trying to encourage better oral hygiene. The product comes in a concentrated formula, in 100% recyclable bottles, that are much smaller than the average plastic mouthwash container, so it's better for the environment, not just for your mouth. In consumer electronics, the on-the-go workstation, espresso display. Laptops make it possible to work from anywhere, but the small screens can be a pain for those who need to hop between multiple applications or are used to having more than one monitor on their desks. There's only so much you can do in a 13-inch screen, says Will Skudert, co-founder of Espresso, maker of the Espresso display, from $329. Made from aeronautical-grade aluminum and just 0.2 inches thick, the monitor easily slides into most any backpack and can turn a laptop or even a smartphone into a robust workstation. In accessibility, the space-saving wheelchair, Revolve Air. Former Ferrari designer Andrea Mosellin knows how to make things move fast. Now he's applying his skills to an even more gratifying project, building a better, more travel-friendly portable wheelchair. The Revolve Air's hexagonally structured puncture-proof wheels fold up, allowing the chair to take up 60% less space than a standard folding wheelchair. So it fits in an airplane's overhead compartment. Mosellin's next speed challenge, getting the Revolve Air from $2,500 out by mid-2022 to the nearly 12,000 customers on his waiting list. Basically, they're telling me, do it as soon as possible because we need it, Mosellin says. In sustainability, smarter farming. The SUP plant. Growing crops in drought-impacted areas means striking a tricky balance between conserving water and ensuring crop yields, Israeli agitech company SupPlant has created an AI-enabled sensor placed in the soil and on the plants themselves that informs farmers exactly when and how much to water, based on an algorithm that calculates plant needs, soil moisture, climate conditions, and weather forecasts. It is currently used by farmers in 14 countries and tests in Mexico found it reduced water consumption for a mango crop by 15%, while increasing yields by 20%, according to company data. In robotics, a compassionate companion. Robin the robot. When an 8-year-old pneumonia patient at a clinic in Armenia had barely eaten for 2 days, the medical staff brought a new face into her room, Robin the robot. After about 20 minutes of discussing favourite animals and playing a game of I Spy, Robin said goodbye, vowing to return only if the patient promised to eat. Sure enough, she dug in. With big googly eyes and a cheerful personality, Robin is an AI-based companion designed to ease anxiety and loneliness among children in hospitals and clinics. The goal was to create a technology that's not just a device, but a peer and friend, says entrepreneur Karen Kachikan, Robin's proud parent. The robot is like a real-life Pixar character that can recognize a child's emotions and respond based on stored memory, even explaining medical procedures in a simple way. Robin is being used in 12 facilities worldwide and is set to be deployed in another 100 in the US over the next 12 months. In transportation, self-driving delivery, NeuroR2. Someday in the near future, your pizza order might arrive at your door courtesy of a robot, specifically the R2 delivery system, an electric self-driving vehicle developed by San Francisco-based Neuro. About the size of a golf cart, the R2 is equipped with 360-degree cameras, short and long-range radar, and ultrasonic sensors, and is capable of speeds of up to 25 miles per hour. The vehicle is designed to solve a long-time problem for shippers, last-mile delivery. That is, the point at which goods are brought from distribution centers to their ultimate destination, which tends to be the most logistically tricky, because individual items need to go to different addresses, which can involve a lot of trucks, drivers, and stops. Neuro has partnered with Domino's, FedEx, and Kroger in Houston to test the R2 in real-life traffic conditions. They're also on the road in Phoenix and in Mountain View, California. For the social good, grid-free electricity by Reedy. Unreliable electricity was a chronic problem during Olugbenga Olubanjo's childhood in Ibadan, Nigeria. In fact, according to the World Bank, 85 million Nigerians still lack access to grid electricity, making it the country with the largest energy access deficit in the world. That's the issue that Olubanjo set out to address with Reedy, a compact and portable solar-powered battery that people can rent for 50 cents a day to charge their devices, including laptops and televisions. The battery provides 200 watts per hour of energy and can be picked up from the corner stores in Lagos. Following their return, empty batteries are collected and recharged by Reedy. Our aim is to accelerate access to clean energy in energy-poor regions of the world, Olubanju says. Currently, 600 households and businesses in Lagos use the product every month, and the company plans to expand further in Nigeria before taking the products to other nations in Africa and Southeast Asia. In food and drink, catch of tomorrow, Kuleana tuna. Tasty and nutritious plant-based alternatives for meat and chicken have been available for years, but seafood? Not so much. That's the void that Kuleana is trying to fill with the 100% plant-based sushi-grade ready-to-eat tuna, made from ingredients including algae, koji, a fungus that grows in East Asia, radish, bamboo, and potato. Deep red in colour and designed to be prepared as sushi, nigiri, carpaccio, poke, or ceviche. The alt tuna retains the iron, vitamin B12, and omega-3 fatty acid of the real thing, without the microplastics, mercury, or high cholesterol. And the benefits are more than nutritional. It may also help to alleviate reliance on industrial fishing in the face of increasing demand for fresh food. The product is currently available at select markets in Los Angeles, restaurants in the Midwest, and poke bar locations nationwide, with a wider rollout via e-commerce slated for the near future. Next on the menu, high quality, sushi grade, plant-based salmon. In entertainment, award-winning television, LG C1. If you want to know what the best of the best feels like, sit in front of an LG C1 for an hour. The 4K OLED television's display ditches LCD TV's traditional backlit design, opting instead for pixels that create their own light, resulting in gorgeous colors, crisp images, and striking contrasts. Even in lone light scenes, the C1 series from $1,099 also offers a high-speed 120Hz refresh rate and support for gamer-friendly features like AMD FreeSync and NVIDIA G-Sync, making it one of the best options for pairing with the new Xbox Series X or PlayStation 5 consoles. No wonder it was the year's best-selling premium TV. The C1 series even won a technical and engineering Emmy in January. As they're often used as a reference, monitors for movie production and optimization. In fitness, the head protector, Visus 02 Trench. In college and pro football, offensive and defensive linemen crash helmets when the ball is snapped, resulting in more than twice as many head impacts during games as other players sustain. The 02 Trench from Visus is the first position-specific helmet approved for in-game use in the pros. Engineers added an extra layer of protection, a force-absorbing outer shell made of deformable plastic to the front of the helmet, where linemen are more likely to get hit. In its annual ratings of a football helmet's ability to reduce concussion risk, Virginia Tech gave the 02 Trench $799 to $1,000 its top score. Visus says some 50 to 60 top college programs and 30 out of 32 NFL teams have put in orders for the helmet. In sustainability, blue jeans go green. Huey. Jeans are a perennial fashion favorite, with more than 4.5 billion pairs sold every year. But their synthetic indigo dye takes a toll on the environment, contaminating water with toxic chemical runoff. Biotechnology company Huey has specifically engineered bacteria that turns natural sugars into indigo-identical dye without the environmental impact, by mimicking how enzymes in plants create colours. In September, the company partnered with the cell programming platform Ginkgo Blowworks to scale up production and plans to start shipping to denim designers by the end of this year. For the social good, help for the hungry, bento. When Mike Ebeling set out to tackle the food insecurity crisis that affects 1 in 8 Americans, he envisioned something useful and convenient that could also protect users' dignity. The answer, cell phones, more specifically a text messaging service called Bento, that partners with local organizations and government agencies to enroll people in need of food assistance. Once signed up, users can text HUNGRY to a number associated with the service. They can then select a no-cost meal from nearby participating restaurants, which process bento orders as they would any other, allowing users to pick up their meals without drawing attention to their situation. Bento has provided 150,000 healthy meals since its launch in March 2020, Ebeling says. In parenting, the hidden breast pump, the Elvestride. The bulky designs and battery packs of most breast pumps seriously curtail a nursing mother's mobility. Not so with the Elvestride, $200. A pump that can be worn under clothing with integrated cups that fit into a bra. We found that most pumps in the market had bad architecture and big motors, says Tanya Bowler, inventor of the Stride. The device pairs with an app that can remind users which side they've recently pumped. Covered by many insurance providers, the Stride also offers a higher level of suction, 217 millimeters of mercury, a measurement of vacuum pressure, than other wearable pumps. In productivity, freedom from distraction, Time Chi. Chatty colleagues in social media disrupting your workflow? Sean Greenhalgh faced the same problem at his previous job as a product manager in Sydney. I did my best work after everybody left, and that was utterly unsustainable, he says. The experience prompted him to dig into a time management method he had read about and combine it with his expertise in technology. The result, Time Chi. With the click of a button, this mouse-sized desk gadget, $129, enables a do not disturb feature on your devices and apps. Should a colleague wander over to visit you at your desk, the Time Chi displays a light to let them know politely that you are trying to focus. It acts like a traffic light, says Greenhalgh, whose goal is to help people increase their productivity and prevent burnout, something more than half of US workers say they experienced in 2021. In travel, weightlessness awaits. New Shepard. On October 13th, the actor William Shatner and three others boarded a rocket and were shot 62 miles into the sky to the edge of Earth's atmosphere, heralding a new era of commercial space tourism. Captain Kirk's vessel, the New Shepard rocket, a nimble 59-foot-tall booster and capsule designed and built by Blue Origin, the aerospace company founded by former Amazon boss Jeff Bezos. The rocket has so far carried two crews of space tours on brief 11-minute hops to space. It uses clean-burning liquid oxygen and hydrogen fuel and is entirely reusable. With the capsule portion is descending by parachute and the booster portion returning to Earth under its own engine power and landing upright, interested in blasting off yourself? Unfortunately, Blue Origin has not yet announced a price for New Shepard tickets or a date when they will be publicly offered. In travel, a more comfortable hammock, the Eno Skylight. More backpackers eager to shed weight from their gear are opting to leave their tents and sleeping bags in the garage and pack a hammock and a tarp instead. Think of the Eno Skylight created by Eagle's Nest Outfitters as the five-star hotel of hammock camping. Unlike traditional hammocks that sag, the Skylight features two removable lightweight aluminum bars on either side that hold the hammock together like a bed frame, offering a flat and supportive sleeping platform. Other features include a mesh canopy and a built-in bug net. Its attached compression sack doubles as an easily accessible pocket that's big enough for a phone, a flashlight, and more. In consumer electronics, a speaker that reads the room, the SingCell Alpha. Sing founder Christopher Stringer spent 22 years at Apple, where he helped design the iPhone, iMac, and other iconic products. Now he's hoping for another hit with his Cell Alpha, retailing at $1,800, a wireless design forward speaker that produces audiophile quality sound. During setup, the Cell Alpha, which resembles Star Wars Death Star, uses tones and microphones to calibrate itself to the shape and acoustics of the room for maximum aural quality. Then bass booming woofers and drivers emit a sound that seems to come from all directions. Move it and it'll automatically perform a new sound check. If you have two, they'll calibrate to each other. In travel, a more peaceful flight. Jet Kids Bed Box. Goal number one, when flying with a toddler, get them to fall asleep. The Jet Kids Bed Box, retailing at $200, a carry-on suitcase that converts into a seat extender with a comfy mattress on top, makes that a little more likely, even if you're on coach. Kids 2 years old or older can use it to lay flat, just like those grown-ups in first class. An engineer and former airline pilot, Halvor Holmgren, dreamed up the product while traveling with his six-month-old, building an ad hoc bed with his crew bag and a few blankets. I told my wife as a joke, I'm going to make this for real, he says. Unlike that initial experiment, the bed box has wheels, which means your kid can ride atop it as you rush to the gate. The £7 carry-on has already been approved by carriers like American Airlines and Delta Airlines. In wellness, never miss a dose, the M-Smart birth control system. The birth control pill is 99% effective when taken each day at the same time, but it's easy to miss a dose, so for most users, efficacy drops to 91%, which means nearly 1 million US women a year have unplanned pregnancies, despite being on the pill. The health tech company, MA, has developed a Bluetooth-connected smart case, $99, that works with more than 100 different brands of birth control pills. The case syncs with an app that increases accountability by sending custom reminders to take the pill, follows up if users don't remove a pill from the case, offers pill delivery, and lets users track their cycle and mood. MA reported an 80% reduction in missed pills among its customers during beta testing. In home health, a fine-looking filter with a product called Mila. Amid growing concerns about airborne diseases and pollution, sales of home air purifiers are surging. But while high-efficiency particulate air HEPA filters have been shown to reduce most bacteria and a bevy of fine airborne particles, there is at least one problem. Most air purifiers look like refrigerators sitting in the corner, says Grant Prieg, CEO and co-founder of Mila. So Prieg set out to make something that looks as good as it performs. His company's eponymous purifier, retailing at $350, not only boosts sleek mid-century modern aesthetics, but also includes a slew of consumer-friendly features not found in competing models, including a radar detection system that senses when people are present and turns down the noise. Backed by Electrolux and Vulcan Capital, Mila also sells a subscription-based menu of filters from $59 tailored to pet owners, home renovators, the allergy-prone, and more. In design, a more accurate world map. Gott Goldberg Vanderbilt projection. In 1569, when Flemish cartographer Gerardus Mercator flattened the Earth's cylindrical surface on paper, he gave sailors the tools to navigate ocean voyages, but he also distorted the size of countries nearest the poles. North America appears abnormally large, for example. Despite the inaccuracies, the Mercator projection became the norm, and was even the basis of Google Maps until as recently as 2018. Astrophysicist J. Richard Gott, along with colleagues David Goldberg and Robert Vanderbilt, set out in 2019 to fix the inaccuracies and come up with a double-sided map that is similar to a vinyl record in shape. It improves geographical parity between continents, finally representing the southern hemisphere as fairly as possible on paper. The map is free to access online, and the scientists are working with publishers to make it widely available for sale in the future. Experimental mind-controlled computing. Synchron Stentroid is the company. Watching a video demonstration of Synchron's Stentroid in action feels like watching something out of a science fiction movie. A man sits at his computer, writing emails, texting and searching the internet, but he never touches a key. Instead, he operates the machine with only his thoughts. Intended for people with paralysis, the Stentroid system digitizes signals generated by the part of the brain that controls movement, translating them into commands that a computer equipped with the right software can execute. So far, the device, which remains in the experimental stage, has proved successful for two people with ALS, and the Food and Drug Administration has given its sign-off for a larger study in the US, bringing the technology one step closer to widespread use. In consumer electronics, attachable audio, the JLab JBuds frames. Audio eyewear, that is, specs equipped with speakers, is undeniably useful for glasses wearers. The problem, most options require you to commit to a single pair of readers that can cost as much as $250. JBuds frames retail at $50, are an affordable alternative. A pair of wireless attachments that slide onto the arms of almost any pair of glasses, transforming them into a set of open-ear headphones. They're easily swapped if your lenses become scratched or if you simply want to change up your look. Whatever the case, they direct sound into your ear without masking your surroundings or annoying your neighbors, unless you really crank it up. In artificial intelligence, a fix for film dubbing. The flawless AI TrueSync. The process of dubbing a film into a foreign language hasn't changed much over the past century. When a movie is dubbed, the dialogue often gets changed to fit an actor's mouth movements, which leads to two big problems. First, the new dialogue never really fits. And second, even skillfully altering a script can wind up sacrificing a film's meaning and nuance. To address those issues, Flawless AI, founded by former film director Scott Mann, has created software called TrueSync, which analyzes the entirety of an actor's performance and then subtly alters the original footage of the actor's face and mouth to fit any vocalization. So when you see A Few Good Men in, say, French, Jack Nicholson's mouth really looks like it's speaking the language. The end result, according to Mann, we're going to get to enjoy and experience content from abroad in a way that we've never been able to before. We are at the halfway point of our program today. You're listening to the best inventions of 2021 from Time Magazine on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound channel on HD4 or 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. In home health, test thyself. COVID-19 home testing kits. At-home rapid tests turn the question of if you have COVID-19 into a yes-no exercise, similar to a pregnancy test. The FDA has authorized several over-the-counter DIY tests made by Abbott, Elum, and Acon, among others, that are about 90% reliable in picking up SARS-CoV-2 proteins. At-home versions don't replace the gold standard PCR tests. Elum recalled some kits over false positives, working to resolve a manufacturing issue. But they can serve as a front line of defense in identifying those who might be infected and keeping them from spreading the virus further. That's why the Biden administration pledged $3 billion to increase availability of rapid testing for Americans, as well as at community health centers, schools, and food banks, and is supporting retailers like Walmart and Amazon so they can provide the tests at cost for the next 3 months. Under experimental, we have fast and futuristic, the Boom XB-1 supersonic demonstrator. Supersonic air travel was once considered the transportation of the future, but the Concorde, the supersonic jet that flew at speeds of over 1,300 miles per hour from 1969 to 2003, was grounded in part because of noise and environmental issues. Now, supersonic travel may be back, thanks to the XB-1 supersonic demonstrator, a 71-foot-long, faster-than-sound jet developed by Denver-based Boom Supersonic. The jet, which tackles the Concorde's problems with cleaner-burning fuel and noise mitigation technology, can achieve speeds of Mach 1.7, allowing it to cover the distance from New York to London in 3.5 hours instead of 6. What's more, it can make that journey relying on 100% sustainable aviation fuel, an alternative to fossil-based fuels developed to be net zero carbon. The company hopes to be flying full-size planes that can carry up to 88 passengers by 2029. In wellness, a more straightforward stretch. Lululemon Take Form Mat. Practicing yoga usually requires you to look at your hands and feet, at a mirror or at your instructor to determine alignment on the mat. Now, after years of research and development, Lululemon has released the Take Form Mat, retailing at $130, which gives the mat itself a role in the process. That's because the Take Form is printed with three-dimensional visual and tactile cues that resemble water droplets, or more helpfully, targets, to help yogis find the proper place for their feet and hands. Made from a cushiony and sustainable FSC rubber material, it's designed to create a more focused yoga experience. The critical interaction between the yogi and their mat has been unlocked, says Chantelle Murnaghan, Lululemon's Vice President of Research and Science of Feel. In productivity, keeping first responders cool. The Slate Safety BioTrack Band. Heart disease is the leading cause of death among firefighters, in large part because of their extended exposure to high heat situations. a problem that also affects industrial workers and members of the military. Slate Safety aims to solve this problem with the BioTrack Band, retailing at $500, a wearable tracking device that watches for signs of heat stress. Worn on the arm, the device measures each user's heart rate, core body temperature, and exertion, pinging a cloud-based platform to alert commanders and colleagues when those measures hit unsafe levels. Since its inception, the company has been awarded $1 million by the National Science Foundation and has received 3 contracts from the Department of Defense. The device is now used by 35 fire departments and the US Army, Navy, and Air Force. In home health, the smart radon detector, Echo Cube. Harpreet Chauhan never worried much about radon until a close friend died of lung cancer, likely due to exposure of the radioactive gas in his home. Generated by underground uranium deposits, radon causes about 20,000 lung cancer deaths a year, according to the US Environmental Protection Agency. To help detect the invisible danger, Chauhan's company, Ecosense, created the Echo Cube, retailing at $185, which enables users to monitor their home's radon levels on a companion app. The small black box uses an ion chamber to detect the deadly gas, and independent tests showed that the underlying technology, which has been certified by the National Radon Safety Board, performs similarly to much more expensive professional radon detectors. Under the heading Social Good, Revving Up Conservation, the CAKE Calc AP. Rangers across Africa's national parks and wildlife reserves are in a constant battle to protect endangered species from poachers. But those rangers are at a disadvantage. Their loud gasoline-powered motorbikes alert poachers to their presence. Swedish electric bike company CAKE worked with the South African Wildlife College to adapt their Calc bike, giving it a super quiet electric motor and a portable solar panel charger. For $25,000, consumers can buy their own solar-powered bike, which will also pay for another to be sent to the anti-poaching fight. Under the heading Food and Drink, Non-Soggy Takeout, the Sav-R Pack. No one wants to eat a mushy meal, and with the Sav-R Pack, they won't have to. It's a peel-and-stick patch placed inside standard plastic, takeout containers, clamshells, pizza boxes and paper bags to keep food fresh while in transit. Nothing tastes better when it's soaked with water, says Greg Massel, SaverPak's co-founder and co-CEO. You have chefs perfecting recipes and throwing them in a box, only for them to become a steaming, soggy sop. SaverPak solves the sogginess dilemma by extracting moisture from the air inside food containers before it turns into condensation on the surface of food. It's also designed to minimize waste, as fewer mushy fries end up in the trash. The product is being used in more than 20 countries and has been sold to more than 250 customers in the restaurant, grocery and produce business. The company recently signed an initial deal with DoorDash. The next move, adapting the tech to preserve produce sold in grocery stores. Under the heading Toys and Games, Keeping Kids Calm, Sproutle Purple. During the pandemic, countless children have been isolated at home and distressed as their lives and routines were abruptly disrupted. For some, Purple, retailing at $50, came to the rescue, an interactive plush toy equipped with 7 sensors that respond to touch. Purple's haptic heartbeat speeds up to 135 beats per minute when it senses somebody's playing with it. Kids can then comfort their companion with gentle petting, slowing Purple's vibrational heartbeat to a purr, calming themselves as well in the process. Developing using research from the Committee for Children, a non-profit and global leader in social emotional learning, the device aims to help children learn to regulate their emotions. Preliminary research shows that Purple is doing just that. In a study with 20 families, 19 parents reported that the toy helped their kids calm down when they needed to. I grew up with a chronic illness as a child and would have loved to have had this, says Aaron Horowitz, CEO of Sproutle, which designed the toy. under the heading of Style, Underwear for Good, the Bombas underwear. Bombas, which made our socks notably more comfy and durable, has set its sights on underwear. Just as with their footwear, Bombas designers attacked the challenge of creating comfortable, high-quality undergarments by paying close attention to every detail. The waistband, cotton blend, seam placement, breathability, moisture wicking, the fly. And just as with its socks, for every pair sold, the company donates another to organizations serving the unhoused, especially important since underwear, like socks, are wear-through items that cannot be donated once they've been worn. Socks and underwear is like peanut butter and jelly, Hall and Oates. It's a natural next step, says company co-founder and chief brand officer Randy Goldberg. The company has sold nearly 250,000 pairs of undies, which range in price from $18 to $28 since sales began in January. Under the heading of fitness, the Full Body Treadmill, the Body Energy BEA 230. If you consider treadmill workouts not quite tough enough, then hop on the Body Energy, retailing at $4,000. The motor-free, self-propelled treadmill works both your upper and lower halves, integrating elliptical machine-like resistance arms to enable high-intensity, full-body workouts. Manual treadmills can be tough to control, but Body Energy's addition of an arm-drive system makes it simple to modulate speeds of up to 12 miles per hour. And while motorized treadmills may take several seconds to power down, this stops instantly once you stop running, lessening your chance of taking one of the approximately 22,500 treadmill-caused trips to the ER per year. Under the heading of parenting, a better bassinet. After buying an expensive crib and organic mattress as an expecting parent, Amazon employee Herman Chan was bummed to learn that what he really needed, for the first few months at least, was a small bedside bassinet, so that he and the baby could sleep in the same room. But everything we looked at was made with a lot of plastic and smelled horribly, says Chan. So along with another now former Amazon colleague, he decided to build something better. Made of sustainably sourced corrugated paperboard, the minimalist Juno bassinet, retailing at $150, is coated with a biodegradable water-repellent coating and paired with an organic cotton zippered sheet. When not in use, the Juno can be folded and tucked away for storage or travel. And when baby is ready to move to the crib, the Juno bassinet can be recycled. Under the heading of productivity, from horsepower to house power, Ford Pro Power on board. Big trucks love to flaunt their capabilities, but the new Ford F-150 makes a claim you don't hear too often. It will power your house. Beyond its payload and towing capabilities, the truck's hybrid and electric models feature an optional Pro Power onboard system that transforms the vehicle into a full-on generator, able to supply up to 9.6 kilowatts of power, enough juice to run a typical home for 3 days, according to Ford. The system came in handy for F-150 owners when millions of people were left without heat and electricity following the major storm in Texas last winter and Hurricane Ida earlier this year. Entire cities were going dark, and our customers could turn their trucks into generators, says Michael Levine, Ford's Director of North America Product Communications. The electric model currently has 150,000 pre-order reservations ahead of its spring delivery. Under the heading of Consumer Electronics, Custom Listening. The product NeuraTrue. Just like fingerprints, everyone's hearing is different. Yet most earbuds, even the priciest and most sophisticated, treat us all the same. NeuraTrue, retailing at $200, takes a different approach. Gouging the quirks of your hearing by playing about a minute's worth of various tones and measuring the sounds that your cochleas produce in response, tones that are inaudible to humans. NeuraTrue then applies a custom oral profile to anything you listen to, augmenting specific auditory ranges to create a richer, more detailed experience. Originally launched as over-the-ear headphones that earned innovation awards from Red Dot, CES, and SXSW, These new true wireless buds open a hidden door to all the detail you never even knew you were missing in your favorite music. Under the heading of accessibility, mobility for the littlest kids, with the product, the Permobile Explorer Mini. Children who are slow to walk because of diseases like muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, or Down syndrome have been shown to benefit cognitively and socially by moving around with the help of a motor. The problem, most motorized wheelchairs are too big for the tiniest kids. As a result, some parents of such children have been struck modifying toy cars to help them out. Enter Permobile's Explorer Mini, retailing at $2,700. A US Food and Drug Administration cleared motorized device built expressly for kids aged 1 to 3. Kids can control the chair, available only with a prescription, via a joystick. The idea, says Amy Morgan, a pediatric physical therapist and Permobile project manager, is to jumpstart kids' physical development. Under the heading of accessibility, making text audible. The product, the Orcam Read. Reading can be a serious challenge for tens of millions of people, whether they struggle with comprehension difficulties, poor vision, dyslexia, or other issues. But using computer vision and artificial intelligence, the Orcam Read, retailing for $2,000, can read any piece of text aloud. Users target the device's laser frame at a page of a book, a menu, an advertisement, or a screen displaying text, press a button, and the device instantly vocalizes it in a voice that sounds remarkably natural. It also can read text in multiple languages. And since the device is able to respond to voice commands, you can ask it to read, say, a phone number from an ad, the operating hours of a business, or your favorite story again, starting from Once Upon a Time. Under the heading of style, a reimagined classic. The product, Rothy's Driving Loafer. After making a name for itself creating simple yet elegant, sustainable women's footwear that you've almost definitely seen all over Instagram, San Francisco-based fashion startup Rothy's dipped a toe into the men's market this year with its driving loafer, a classic silhouette made from natural and recycled materials. It's an ideal shoe for the late pandemic era, as the world's professional class seeks out clothing that's not too schlubbly, but not too flashy. Rothy's co-founder and president, Roth Martin, sees the loafer, made using a high-tech knitting process that dramatically reduces waste, as a major technological evolution in a much-loved but little-changed design. Here's a silhouette that's steeped in history, a classic style, yet no one's done anything with it in years, he says. Under the heading of parenting, the unbreakable bottle. The product, the Chico Duo Hybrid. Until now, parents have had to make a choice when it comes to bottles, glass or plastic. Glass can be heated without leaching chemicals and is easier to clean, but plastic is lighter and more durable. The Chico Duo Hybrid features the best of both, with a thin layer of unbreakable glass bonded to an outer plastic layer. Liquid only touches glass inside, but the bottle feels like plastic, says Brenda Listro, a general manager at Artzana, Chico's parent company. The hybrid bottle, $20 for two, is now available after its launch was delayed when the technology was used to make vials for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Under the heading of sustainability, the reusable shipping box, product name Books. An estimated 200 billion cardboard boxes are shipped around the world annually, and most of them are used just once before ending up in landfills or the ocean. Books is the first shipping box specifically designed to be used over and over again. After unpacking their items, customers fold the books flat, scan a QR code, and send it back to Books with the included return label. No other box or envelope required. Construction from polypropylene, most books retail for $1 to $2.50 per shipment, can make more than 20 journeys before being recycled. Since its launch in 2020, the books has been adopted by retailers like Sephora and the women's denim line Boyish Jeans, contributing to the more than 125,000 estimated books sent to every US state and more than 20 countries. Under the heading of Medical Care, Early Detection for Cognitive Decline. Product, Linus Health DCT Clock. The number of people worldwide with dementia is projected to reach 139 million by 2050. But it is still thought to be underdiagnosed. A new innovation aims to change that. The Linus Health DCT Clock, an upgrade to a long-standing test in which a patient draws the face of a clock with a pen and paper, a simple task that picks up signs of declining spatial reasoning, memory, and fine motor skills. Linus Innovation uses a digitizing pen to capture hundreds of subtler details that might otherwise be invisible to clinicians. Under the heading of Style, No Seams Needed, Product, Unspun. The fashion industry is organized around mass production, but not unspun, which has spent the past 4 years figuring out how to make garments on demand, reducing overproduction and leaving no unused scraps of fabric. In November, it unveiled the result, a machine that 3D weaves yarn into a one-of-a-kind pair of jeans, retailing at $200 to $215, tailored to fit individual buyers. Each made-to-order pair starts with a body scan, which can be done on an iPhone, capturing 30,000 data points to create a design in the fabric and style the customer chooses. Unspun then uses its topographical weaving to produce the jeans in just 10 minutes. Now the company is partnering with other labels including the H&M Group and Pangaea to bring its technology to wider use under co-branded operations and has plans to add other items as well. Under the heading of Medical Care, Bottled Hope, COVID-19 Vaccines. This year looks very different from the last when it comes to the pandemic, and that's largely thanks to the COVID-19 vaccines, three of which from Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are approved as authorized by the US Food and Drug Administration. The vaccines use different technologies and have reduced rates of severe COVID-19 as well as hospitalizations and deaths. But with new variants, including Delta, that protection, while still strong, is waning. That's why countries including the US are authorizing booster shots to strengthen their immunity. Under the heading of Toys and Games, From Bottles to Blocks, Product, Lego Recycled Brick. About half of the world's PET plastic, which is used to make plastic water bottles and containers, winds up in landfills. Someday soon, a good amount could end up in Lego sets instead. The Lego Group, which has vowed to make all Lego bricks from sustainable sources by 2030, spent the past 3 years testing 250 variations of recycled PET materials, and in June finally unveiled its prototype for a recycled PET brick that is nearly identical to the usual brick. That milestone achieved, the Danish toy giant hopes to integrate the recycled blocks into Lego sets in the next 18 to 24 months. The impact could be considerable. The company uses some 100,000 metric tons of plastic resin in its products every year. We have come to the end of our program. I have been reading Time Magazine. My name is Angus McVicar, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Sometimes we have too much electricity, but more often, grid operators are carefully managing its production to be sure that we have enough. So, a lot of work has gone into trying to store excess electricity to use later when we need it. The obvious solution, giant batteries, is still too expensive for most applications and has environmental implications. This has led scientists to look for other ways. One method uses surplus power to compress air and pump it into old salt mines. The salt tends to seal cracks in the walls, making the mines airtight. When needed, the compressed air can be released to turn a turbine, or it can be used as the intake air for a natural gas power plant, making the plant more productive. Another way to store excess energy is to pump water uphill into existing reservoirs and then release it through hydroelectric dams when power is needed. This method was pioneered 100 years ago in Italy and Switzerland and is used today around the world and in many U.S. states, like Michigan. On the Chilean coast, they're even experimenting with using solar energy to pump seawater up a cliff where it could flow down to make power at night. These solutions don't make economic sense unless the electricity is very cheap and the reservoir was already built for another purpose. But when those two things are present, pumping air and water to store energy plays a valuable role in balancing the grid to meet our ever-changing power demands. For Earth Date, I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.